Representation in Research by Ashley Douglas. If you participate in a research study, they might start with having you answer a few questions about yourself. You might wonder, why would a researcher need to ask me questions about my race, ethnicity, age, or other personal questions? Why do these demographic questions matter when participating in research studies? Demographics are the specific characteristics or qualities that describe people within a given population. This can include age, sex, education, income, race, nationality, ethnicity, or religion. In an ideal world, these factors should not influence the quality of medical care one receives. This is an unfortunate reality, though, as there has been a historical pattern of racial and ethnic minorities receiving lower quality care than that of white people, leading to a greater incidence for ethnic and racial minorities to experience illness throughout their lifetime. After generations caught within this negative feedback loop, researchers and policymakers have become aware of the problem. There is new movement towards developing an inclusive medical community in which everyone is equally cared for. As medical practices rely heavily on discoveries from basic research, it is essential for researchers to adjust how they present their findings. The National Institutes of Health, or NIH, is a government agency in the United States that continuously works to improve wellness through public health research. Their mission statement reiterates their powerful movement. The NIH's mission is to seek fundamental knowledge about the nature and behavior of living systems and the application of that knowledge to enhance health, lengthen life, and reduce illness and disability. Studies funded by the NIH require you to fill out the questionnaires mentioned earlier when collecting data so that they can better generalize findings to all demographics. Generalizing research data to diverse populations is a big task. With challenges stemming from getting participants to come to the lab, the inability to control for every confounding variable, and limiting resources to surmount these barriers. This is even harder to achieve when the broader research community is unsure who exactly participated in the study, as studies typically only publish the experimental data and not the demographics. So even though researchers may collect demographic about their participants, it is not mandatory for them to share that information along with their data. This means that unless the study is directly assessing how demographics, such as age, sex, race, ethnicity, relate to the questions they asked, it's unlikely that you'll be able to find detailed information about the participants in the final published paper. In 2017, the NIH required that all studies that they fund must outline plans for how they will include women and other minority populations in their research. This is a huge step in the right direction when it comes to representation, as before, there were no baseline expectations for purposefully including people with diverse backgrounds in research studies. There is linguistic and cultural variation across different racial and ethnic groups that can be easily overlooked when not factored into research studies. The fields of cognitive science, psychology, and speech, language, and hearing science are still trying to understand how demographic variation relates to questions they're asking. Yina Kinkei, a current postdoctoral scholar at Northwestern University, is dedicated to researching culturally sensitive interventions tailored for individuals from diverse backgrounds. Kike shares her thoughts on representation through her research experience by noting, "I've seen some increased representation for the sake of increasing representation. It's almost like you get a check mark, and that's not enough. Instead, we really need to focus on specific populations and adapt treatment assessments for those specific populations rather than just come with the same project for everyone." This emphasis on representation and inclusivity isn't just about meeting regulatory requirements. It is about recognizing that diverse perspectives and experiences, including those affected by conditions like aphasia, influence how we interact with the world. Black Americans are remarkably underrepresented in aphasia research, despite being twice as likely to experience a stroke and its associated consequences. This massive oversight of the population has raised concerns within aphasia research and other advocacy groups. Part of the challenge in correcting this egregious neglect is that only 30% of aphasia treatment research reports include information on race and ethnicity. Further, the demographic composition of participants in aphasia research rarely provides a fair and comprehensive reflection of the diversity within minority communities, amplifying the existing gap in knowledge, calling into question if previous findings are still relevant. Successfully tailoring language treatments for those with aphasia depends on including people from different racial and ethnic backgrounds to understand the disorder and its management more fully. If we involve a wider range of people in research, we can better develop treatments that work for everyone. At UConn, we have a lot of opportunities for research, and many of us are actively addressing underrepresentation. Many language researchers on campus are doing studies funded by the NIH, including the head of the Language and Brain Lab, Emily Myers, as well as graduate students that receive NIH funding to learn how to increase representation in research. It's crucial for research environments to prioritize the inclusion of women and minorities, and it is especially important to ensure that aphasia research reflects the diverse experiences and needs of all individuals affected by the disorder, leading to the most effective and inclusive treatment strategies. So, you may ask yourself, what can you do? The next time you're in a doctor's office, reflect on the importance of representation and consider participating in research initiatives. Participants are the first step in advancing our understanding of various health conditions and how to best manage them. Your involvement in research can pave the way for groundbreaking discoveries and improved healthcare outcomes for everyone. Your actions today can shape the future of healthcare for generations to come.